Come on. Welcome to Money Savage, a savage approach to personal finance. This is George Grumbacher, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, the strong and powerful Matthew Carey. Matt, are you ready to do this?
I am.
Excellent. Let's do this. Matt is the co-founder and CEO of Blueprint Income. They are the creators of the personal pension, and he is a former policy advisor to the United States Treasury. I'm excited to have you on. Matt, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why it is that you do what you do.
Sure, and it's great to talk to you, George. So personally, I grew up in a small town in Maine, Leeds, Maine, and I started my career in financial services, specifically in investment banking. And after a few years, I got the itch to go to the Treasury Department. This was shortly after the financial crisis. And at that time, to say the least, there was a lot of work to be done to kind of repair the damage from 2008. And it seemed like a great group of folks who were working really hard to figure out solutions to really challenging financial problems. So went there, and I focused specifically on retirement security, and it was a great couple of years. I got a specific itch around, the decline of pensions and what that meant for the future of the country, and that's really where I focused ever since. Started Blueprint Income in 2014. Built it with two co-founders. I'm based now in New York City.
Excellent. And that is, it's interesting that it's been 10 years since the financial crisis, and we've experienced this incredible stock market over the past 10 years. But I don't think that people have forgotten just how awful and how scary it was to go through what we went through in 2008. And you mentioned retirement security and the decline of pensions. You spent a lot of time looking and thinking about that. How has the decline of American pensions impacted Americans' ability to retire?
It's a great question. I often wonder to what extent people remember or have forgotten about 2008. I hope, and the optimist in me thinks that it's very front and center in people's minds. But I also know that we as humans in general suffer from recency bias. And so, 2007 was a great year. 2017, excuse me, was a great year for the stock market. So we expect 2018 to be as well, rather than sort of take the longer term view. But leaving all that aside, the data is pretty striking. So to throw a couple numbers at you, in 2015, fewer than 5% of the Fortune 500, so 25 companies, still offered a pension to new employees. And that was down from about 250 or 50% in 1998. So in less than a generation, less than 20 years, wow. We've seen this massive decline. And what that's resulted in, and that's happened not just in large private companies, but also smaller private companies and in the public sector as well. And what that's resulted in is we've had a really great bull market for a decade now. But if you look at the data, people are the average person is no more financially secure than they were 10 years ago, and they're less financially secure than they were 20 years ago. So what's happened is a lot of the gains in the stock market have accrued to a small group of folks, and those without the means to save on their own for themselves, many of those people have lost pensions. And so when you get to the point of actually retiring and looking at what sources of retirement income someone has to meet their spending, we're seeing, and the data proves this out, that the average person is definitely no better off than they were 10 years ago, and worse off than they were 20, which is pretty striking, especially given where the stock market's at and the all-time highs. It seems to hit almost on a daily basis these days.
Right. And I do think that we are staring down the barrel of a real crisis when it comes to retirement income. Obviously, you're well aware of this, but when we're putting money into our 401k, we are accumulating assets to potentially hopefully use in retirement to turn that into income. Tell us a little bit about what Blueprint Income really does.
So we are taking the annuity market and we're reimagining it for the digital world. And specifically, we're reimagining it as a replacement for employer-based pensions. I'm not naive enough to think that employer-based pensions are coming back. I think they're definitely not. I think defined benefit plans were very challenging for employers, and there were a number of reasons why they have declined and will continue to. What I do believe, however, is that it is very important that individuals have a retirement income plan, and specifically when they get past the point of accumulating assets to the point where they actually need to be spending them once they're actually retired, I think retirement income becomes even more and more important. The more you take an annuity, a simple annuity that works like a pension, and use it to fund especially your costs later in retirement, the more you're pooling risk with other people, and the less money, all else equal, that you'll need to retire. Now, granted, an annuity typically, when used best, optimizes for your lifetime income, which means all else equal, less money to pass along to your heirs. But for most people, that's not really their problem, wanting to pass along as much money to their heirs. They want to make sure that they have a financially secure retirement for themselves. And we think an annuity, when done right, is a really effective way to do that. And specifically, we are using digital not as a way to sell existing annuities, but a way to create new ones. And so what the personal pension is the technical name for it, bear with me, it's a subscription-based deferred income annuity. So you put as little as $5,000, and pretty soon that number will be even lower, but you open a contract with as little as $5,000, and you can contribute in small amounts that are as little as $100 every month, every quarter, every year, however often you want. Each time you put money in, you get an increase to that monthly paycheck that increases when you retire. So really, what's different about it from what's existed in the annuity market in the past? One, generally our commissions are lower, and we pass along those costs to cost savings to our customers. Number two, we do everything digitally. So the application process is digital. The processing is digital for insurers that allow us. We do e-signature. And then three is the product itself is totally different. It's a subscription-based product. And so you don't have to have $100,000 to buy into it. You can do it with, again, as little as $5,000 to get started, and then $100 on an ongoing basis. So we think it's a totally new way to think about what an annuity is. And our organizing principle is always, how do you create a pension that makes sense in the 21st century that's backed by insurers rather than being backed by employers?
So this would be appealing to people who are interested in a guaranteed stream of income when they reach retirement age.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So we are thinking of it as an asset class. When you think about very risky stuff on one end of the spectrum, this is at the far other end of the spectrum. It's bond-like returns, but it's generally better than an investment-grade bond because you are, depending on what you want to do, but if you're looking for retirement income, it's better than an investment-grade bond because it is protecting you from market risk and also protecting you from longevity risk. So let's say if you didn't do this, you decided instead to set up a bond ladder, you basically need to, you'd be getting less income because you're, with an annuity, you're spending down principal and interest, whereas with a bond ladder, you're only generally spending down interest. And so it just takes a lot more money to get the same kind of certainty and security. So protection against both market risk and longevity risk. So if you live to 100, you'll have that income that continues forever. And generally, you know, the best use of annuities is one, for the guarantee, and two, for later in life longevity protection. So that's what this product is optimized to do.
Got it. Okay. And those are two really, really, really big risks that I think that no matter who you're talking to, I know that we all do suffer from recency bias where we think, oh my gosh, the stock market's been doing so great. But I also think that when it has a correction of 1,000 points in a day or whatever it might be, I still think that that really scares the heck out of most people. So to mitigate against, you talked about market risk. And so that's saying that the stock market's going to go up and it's going to go down. But then again, longevity risk, and that simply means that as we are living longer and longer, your life expectancy, or you could live till age 100 or longer. And so how do you actually prepare for that financially? And so an annuity takes care of both of those risks.
Yeah, and you know, we'd be the first to tell you it doesn't do certain things well. Number one, it doesn't allow you to get, you know, risk-free exposure to the market. I think certain insurance agents might tell you they have a product that can do that. It likely is pretty complicated, comes with high fees, and may not deliver on what you think it does. So I don't think it does that well. And also doesn't, you know, an annuity in general doesn't protect against inflation very well. And so we really think of the personal pension and guaranteed income annuities in general as, you know, an asset class, just like SPY, right? An ETF that tracks the S&P 500 is great at doing some things, but not at others. An annuity is great at some things and not others. And we really think about this from a portfolio perspective. How can you get the lowest cost access to specific asset classes that do things, one or maybe two things, really well? How do you put those all together inside of a portfolio? And I think that's where an advisor is so important. But I generally, yeah, we think of annuities as doing the market risk protection really well and the longevity risk protection really well. And that's kind of it, period, full stop. And when you put them inside of a portfolio with, you know, low cost index funds or things that have, you know, specific exposure to alternatives, depending on what the client needs, you can have a portfolio that's really, really powerful without having any particular holding do many things well, because that really happens in reality is our perspective.
Got it. And that's a really important point that you just brought up, is that people should not put all of their money into this and then ignore all the other different aspects that they could be putting money in financially. This is an excellent tool that will fit into somebody's overall financial situation.
That's exactly right. Yeah. But, you know, no liquidity, bond-like returns, and maximizing for lifetime income, but not passing money on to your heirs. Those are three important aspects of this product. And I think, though, you know, you probably somewhere in your portfolio want to do all three of those things. And so it's really important to think of this as one piece of your asset allocation.
I think that's such an important thing to talk about, especially from the CEO of the company, is that this isn't some kind of a magic wand that's going to fix everybody's problems. In fact, but what it is a great complement to other things that you may be doing. So that's refreshing and great to hear that's your perspective and your take on this. That being said, when do you think, and the answer is probably it depends, but is there an age that you're too young to get started with this or too old?
Generally speaking, our perspective is that if you're allocating to fixed income in your retirement portfolio, you are not too young. So by pooling your longevity risk with others, you generally can get a higher payout, especially later in retirement, than you otherwise would by investing in a similar, you know, like a bond, an investment grade bond, like the insurer is doing on your behalf in this case. And so we think, you know, if you decide that your appropriate risk allocation is 100% in the equity market, which it may be if you're 22 or 25, or even a little bit older, then this isn't a fit for you. Also, if you're not in good health, an annuity in general isn't a great fit. And if you're, you know, this probably shouldn't be your first dollar saved. That should definitely go towards a 401k if your employer's matching. And even if your employer's not matching a 401k, it probably should go into the equity market if you're younger. But all that aside, you know, generally what we believe is that if you're investing in fixed income inside of your retirement portfolio, and, you know, retirement income is something you really care about, and, you know, retirement income for you is more important than passing along money to your heirs, then this is probably a great fit, or maybe a great fit based on those factors. But yeah, to your point, it's not an elixir. It's not a silver bullet whatsoever. But we think low cost access to simple annuity products should be such an important part of asset allocation going forward. And, you know, to date, it hasn't been very easy to do. And that's really where we see ourselves. That's the problem we're really working to address.
So, making it easier to get started, potentially giving people access to it that wouldn't have access before. All right. So who do you recommend that people talk to about this? If they say, you know what, this is really interesting, I'd like to learn more, how would you counsel them to get started?
They can visit us at www.blueprintincome.com. That has resources on what the personal pension is, what an income annuity is, when it would and maybe would not make sense. And we also encourage folks, after they've sort of gotten quotes, they understand how the product works, they've read more information about, you know, when someone would or wouldn't do it, we counsel them to contact their financial advisor if they have one, because obviously this has to fit inside a broader financial plan. We're converting, I would say, more and more annuity skeptics. I think a lot of the things that historically have been a challenge in the annuity market, complicated products, high fees, all those sorts of things, this product doesn't have. And so in general, we think of what we're doing as complementary to what a financial advisor is doing. And, you know, we're not providing holistic financial planning or financial advice. And so we think it's important to consult a financial advisor once you understand the product and have the information you would need to be close to making a decision.
Excellent. Well, Matt, Savage Nation is ready for your difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
The most important thing from my perspective, that is not appreciated about retirement is the thing that's really going to make you financially secure is income. How much do you have every month coming in? To what extent is that guaranteed versus market-based? It's not really about assets. I think in general, the shift away from pensions towards the 401k has put us in a asset-focused mindset, which I think is okay and maybe preferable for people when they're saving for retirement. But once you actually enter retirement, it's a different game. And I think more and more people are realizing in a world where they don't have a pension, the value of having guaranteed income. And I think over time, that's going to become even more and more apparent. And, you know, we're excited about that development because we think we're well positioned for it.
Well, that is great stuff. And I think that definitely warrants a come on.
Come on.
So thank you, sir. I appreciate that. And give us the website again where people can go to learn more about you.
It's Blueprint Income. So you can Google that or just go to www.blueprintincome.com.
Well, Savage Nation, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Matt your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Thank you again, Matt.
Thank you, George. Really appreciate it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight because we're all in this together. What's up, Savage Nation? Please support the show by subscribing, leave us a review, and definitely feel free to share us with somebody you think would like it.
Come on!